There you go.
Good evening and welcome everyone. It's lovely to welcome you again on this first Sunday in Advent. A welcome to those who are sharing with us on the black boxes. It's good to have you with us. I'm going to ask Jen to do some housekeeping rules for us and then we'll have our call to worship. Thanks, okay. Jen.
So everyone who's on the Zoom meeting now, I'm going to mute you all just so that when we do the worship, you can join in the comfort of your own home without it coming through on the recording. And also, so if you are taking part in the service tonight, and those who are know they are, you'll have to unmute yourself when it comes to your part. Dorothy will introduce you, and then if you unmute yourself and then mute yourself afterwards, it just stops any interference or anything like that coming through on the recording. So I'll mute everyone now, and then Dorothy can unmute herself.
Jenny, before you do,
yeah,
can I just ask how do I do that? I don't normally touch anything.
I'll send you a message that says, so you'll just tick yes. So for you, Jean, I'll send you a message that'll ask you to, so when it comes up on the screen, just move your mouse to where it says okay or accept or yes, whichever
it is.
All right, so for you, Jean, I'll do that. All right, but for everyone else, if you can unmute yourself and then mute yourself or whatever. All right, I'll just mute everyone now.
Loving, faithful God, as your people of old waited and watched for your coming in Jesus, so we wait and watch for your coming today. As we come before you now, waiting and watching, fill us with your light and love. And we're going to begin with a traditional carol of Advent, O come, Emmanuel.
Fill the whole world with hate. peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee,
Carol, was Helen's choice. So Helen, would you like to share with us why it was exactly you chose that, Carol? Need to unmute yourself, Helen.
Sorry about that.
Okay. But when I heard that we were doing Advent songs, this was just like the first one that I thought of. And I thought, oh, somebody else is bound to have chosen that one already. But then I found they hadn't, in fact. And it's probably just one of the first Advent songs that I like ever heard of. And I do have memories of it myself. But I just thought, I did look a little bit just into the history of it. It's a song that has become quite popular. Probably during the last, like lots of versions, like during the 20th century, and even like that version there was probably quite modern. But as you probably guessed, it was written about 1100 years ago, and it was first in Latin. And it was translated into English by somebody called John Mason Neal, and that was in about 1840s. And John Mason Neal was in fact a priest, but he couldn't do a lot of parish jobs because he had lung disease or something. And it just made, it's a little bit sidetracked here, but I just thought at the moment, because of the circumstances that people are living in, there's a lot of people who maybe not because of their own illness, but because of isolation and things like that, are doing jobs that are kind works and things that they weren't expected to do, that God's using people in different ways, yeah, due to illness that's around at the moment. So going back to now, sounds a little bit academic, sounds a bit like a riddle, and I haven't cross-checked it, so I hope what I'm saying is true. Apparently in the Latin, each verse, and there's seven verses, begins with the word O, just like it still does. Now if you took the Latin words, so the next word after the O, took the first letter of each of them, then write them all backwards, you get Eocras, which apparently means I will be present tomorrow. And it just sounds like, so there's this kind of hidden message in the song, a promise for Jesus, which is like an amazing promise for any time of year. It makes you think about the people in darkness seeing a great light, but a special promise for like Advent and for Christmas Eve. Jesus will be present. He's present with us all the time now, but especially present with us tomorrow. And like I said, I do remember it, and I hope my memory serves me right, because I was fairly young, but going to a church service in the evening, it may have been Christmas Eve. It was a church a bit like, you know, Holy Family in Failsworth, same sort of layout. And obviously it was dark, and there was a choir with traditional like robes on, and they had candles as well. And I think that's when I first heard that song. And I kind of associate that song with that kind of quite special time, because like as a child, I was excited about Christmas, but I think it just shows that I think children can have that, you know, spiritual, you know, something. It was more just about, I knew it was about presents and sweets and stuff, but it's about this special baby called Jesus as well. So that was why I chose that song. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Helen. That's great. Thank you. And Jean, would you like to lead us in prayer, please?
I've sent you the ask. It should come up with a little box for you, Jean. There you go.
That should be all right now.
Yep.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we await the birthday of your Son, Jesus Christ, give us a glimpse of the mystery of the Incarnation. Cause us to have a glimpse and know the wonder that the Creator of the universe emptied himself of the splendor and glory of heaven and took upon himself the feeble frame of a fragile little baby. Restore to us the ability to stop, the serenity to ponder, and the creativity to gaze in wonder at the Christ child, the radiance of the glory of God, the flawless expression of the divine nature, a God made man, God in human form, God manifesting himself with a vulnerability which asked to be touched and handled and seen and known and loved. Teach us to love you without inhibition, that this Christmas the glow in our hearts may bring joy to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jean. Now we've got another little girl here tonight who's knows that it's not just about presents and sweets and things, as Helen was saying. And Abigail was the first one to choose a song this week. So Abigail, would you like to share with us why it is that you've picked this one?
Just need to unmute you. She's doing it. There you go.
Christmas isn't just about getting presents, it's about remembering that the Israelites had to wait 700 years for baby Jesus to be born, and it's God's, Jesus's birthday.
That's lovely.
That's right, that's lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. And what's the song that you've chosen, Abigail?
Come Lord Jesus, come.
Yeah, this is a modern one, but it's one that's quite easy, and I'm pretty sure you'll all end up singing all week. So, well, thank you for choosing it, Abigail.
Hopefully it's the right one, Abigail.
Lord Jesus, come, come, Lord Jesus, come, come and be born in our hearts. Come live, come dwell in us, Emmanuel. Come and be born in our hearts. Your people are waiting, your people are waiting. Your people are waiting for you, Lord. Lord Jesus, come, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and be born in our hearts. Come live, come dwell in us, Emmanuel. Come and be born in our hearts. Your people longing, your people are longing, your people are longing for you, Lord. Lord Jesus, come, come, Lord Jesus, come, come and be born in our hearts. Come live, come dwell in us, Emmanuel. Come and be born
are ready. Your people are ready. Your people are ready for you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and be born in our hearts. Come live, come dwell in us, Emmanuel. Come and be born in our hearts. Come and be born in our hearts.
And that's Carol actually was written in 2012, so it's a very modern one. And those of us that could see the pictures of the YouTube, there were some beautiful purple trees there. And in Australia, that's where they're found, they're jacaranda trees. And they announce the Advent season with their purple bloom. So that was just to explain a bit about where they were, but the beautiful pictures there. So that's a recent one. We go to something that's a bit more ancient than that, not the person, because we're going to talk to Paul now and ask him why he picked it. But Paul, what's your song that you've chosen for us tonight?
Well, it's called The Bells of Waiting Advent Ring. Was written in the 1950s, and the first line of it is from the first line of John Betjeman's poem, which is called Christmas. So when I looked into it, I thought the words of the song were quite good, and it gave the right impression of Advent, of something that we're waiting for. And of course, we're waiting for the second coming now, not the first, because it's already been and gone. The first verse goes, "The bells of waiting Advent ring, a song in winter's darkest night. Yet listen to the tale they tell, earth waits for Christ from glory bright." And the final verse, there's only four verses to it, says, "To Father, Son and Holy Ghost, we sing our praises loud and long, awake with winter's advent bells to welcome Christ in Christmas song." And I think it really reflects and says what we are waiting for. And contrasting with John Betjeman's final verse, which says, "No love that in a family dwells, no carolling in frosty air, nor all the steeple shaking bells can with this single truth compare, that God was man in Palestine and lives today in bread and wine."
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for sharing that. And the song that we're going to sing, it's preceded by a reading from Micah. So we're going to listen to that now. Thank you, Jen.
It is found in the book of Micah. "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Let us stand and sing, the bells of waiting Advent ring." The bells of waiting Advent ring, a song in winter's darkest night. Yet listen to the tale they tell, earth waits for Christ from glory bright. Sing to the mighty Father God, whose love enshrines his majesty. There is no darkness where he reigns, and light above, oh light is he. And all who trust him and obey will find when Jesus
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we sing our praises loud and long, and wait with winter's advent bells to welcome Christ in Christmas song.
So thank you for sharing that, Paul, because it's one that I've not known before, and so thank you for that. I should just tell you that Paul did ask me quite a few days ago about it. I couldn't find a recording anywhere, and then yesterday I thought I'll just try again, and somebody had recorded it 3 days ago. So I text Paul and I said, have you been praying? And he texts back and said, yeah. So praise the Lord for that. Right, John, you've chosen our next carol. Would you like to share with us?
Iris is just unmuting him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you hear me? took a bit of what's it, this was busy and that, and we're just looking through, and I saw this one about, do you hear what I hear? I'd heard it before, and I thought, well, where does it associate with what we're doing? So we've looked at it, and it was written in October 1962. The lyrics were by Noel Regney, the music by his wife, Gloria Shane, who was married at the time. They're written as a plea for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Regney had been invited to write a Christmas song by a record producer, but was hesitant due to commercialism of Christmas. They was not religious at all. Gloria was raised Jewish and Noel was brought up Catholic, but he left it. The daughter said they couldn't believe that the two of them, how they were, had wrote a Christmas song. And with the prospect of World War III, Noel was very concerned about the war, what's going to happen, and that there's no peace. And he was walking around New York and he saw some babies and it changed his mind. He was very moved. So he decided to write this song, the lyrics, Do You Hear What I Hear? And it sold 1 million copies. His aim was to pray for peace. And we know today we've got to pray. We want to pray for peace everywhere. And we can see in that now what we need to do is pray for peace. And if that's what we do. But the only answer we know is Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. So that's why we chose that song. And I quite like it, really. It's hard to understand sometimes how they do it, but I hope you like it anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you. So it's, do you hear, do you see what I see?
Do you know what I know?
Thank you, John. That's a great song that helps us to look forward to what we remember at Christmas time of Jesus coming, but also present with us now. So we think of past and present and look to the future for when he comes again. Advent has actually been celebrated since 480 AD, so for a very long time. But it wasn't until the Middle Ages that Advent was linked with Christ's first coming. At Christmas. Prior to that, it was always looking to his coming again. It's intended to be a season of fasting, actually, Advent. You wouldn't believe it, would you? Normally, in normal circumstances, it's office parties and visits and mince pies galore, isn't it, before we ever get to Christmas. But Advent was intended as a season of fasting, a bit like we have with Lent before the celebrations of Easter. And more importantly, it was a crying out to God to put things right. So now, traditionally, the first 2 weeks of Advent, we look forward to Christ's coming. And the last 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, we look back at his coming that first time. So as we come to our final song, perhaps normally we might have had the traditional, "Lo, he comes in clouds descending," which does still look to Christ's coming. But this one that I've chosen not only looks to Christ's coming, but it helps also to link that theme of past, when Christ came that first time, present, he is here with us now through the power of his Holy Spirit, but also future of when Jesus will come again, and this time in judgment. And for Jesus is here with us, and he longs to be in our hearts with us today. So we're going to sing our final song, which is "Into the Darkness of This World."
Jesus, come. bodies and souls are right by grace and love alone. Until anew our hearts unite, oh come, Lord Jesus, come. Come with your love to make us whole. Come with your light to lead us on, driving the darkness far from our souls. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Holy Child Emmanuel, hope of the ages, God with us, visit again this broken place, till all the earth declares your praise and your great mercy is old. Now let your love be born in us. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come with your love to make us whole. Come with your light to lead us on, driving the darkness far from our souls. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come in your glory, take your place. Jesus, the name above all names, we long to see you face to face. Oh, come, Lord Jesus,
come. And a blessing tonight. God of hope, the dawn from on high, break upon us and fill us with light and hope. Send us out to be light and hope wherever we are. Amen.
Amen.
Our next service is the 13th of December. And that will be seasonal songs and hymns. So we can have some Advent, some Christmassy ones. And then on the 27th of December, we're going to have 9 lessons and carols. And the theme for that will be comfort and joy. So if you have any choices for any of those, then please let me know. Okay. Thank you all very much for coming. And.